Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Know a little bit more about how Jack Wheeler spent the final hours and days of his life. He apparently was wandering around downtown Wilmington behind me, disoriented, walking around without a coat in very cold weather and unable to find his car. Newark police did tell us this morning that the last time anyone spotted him was in this intersection, 10th and Orange, in downtown Wilmington about 3:30 Thursday afternoon, the day before his body turned up. We tried hard to get surveillance.
Are you listening to the Savage Nation? Today, of course, we're supposed to be focused on the changing of the contractors who are running the United States of America. I realize that to Fox News, going from the K Street Group to the L Street Group and back to the K Street Group is extremely exciting for the individuals who are on Fox News. Big deal. We have a new lobbying group in Congress. The pink shirts have replaced the red shirts. How exciting. This is not fit for the Savage Nation. What is fit for the Savage Nation is the fact that the former spokesmouth of Obama, Robert Gibbs, the human gefilte fish with eyes, as I affectionately named him, we realize that Gibbs is retiring and he's going to go on a lecture tour. And while we cannot confirm or deny it, there are rumors that Gibbs is going to be lecturing around the nation at various Manischewitz gefilte fish packaging factories. We will continue to investigate this and discover if there's any truth to this rumor. The only story that matters to me is the obvious assassination of the top Defense Department official who was involved in cybersecurity, who was involved in biological chemical weapons research, who was a distinguished Vietnam veteran. He was a captain, a combat captain, by the way, so far as I can tell. He also was the man behind the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. He was also an executive of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. This is an astounding American. This is an astounding story. And already the smear campaign has started. Now he's being accused of having thrown smoke bombs into his neighbor's house owing to a property dispute. The man is a high-level Pentagon official. The man is a presidential aide, and he's throwing smoke bombs into a neighbor's house. It sounds more like smoke and mirrors to me. It sounds like a cover-up of some case. And here are the questions that need to be answered today, and I'd like you to call in if you have any ideas. What do you think caused John Wheeler's allegedly bizarre behavior in the last hours of his life? For what purpose did Wheeler go to the business district in Wilmington, Delaware, which is one of the last places he was seen alive? What was he working on for the MITRE Corporation? Why the local police involved, not the FBI? Why the local police refusing to reveal his actual cause of death? Why is the national media, by and large, burying this story? This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. I've put up two or three articles on michaelsavage.com. Number one, and these are my headlines, smear campaign against slain ex-defense official begins. Second one, video released in mysterious murder of war veteran. Third one, cameras plentiful where ex-defense officials body dumped. Now, these are from wire services, it is true, and from television stations, it is true, etc. Nevertheless, it is not being covered by Fox News. It is not being covered by CNN, not being covered by ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox News. Why do you think the national media is not covering it? That's what I want to know. The only question is, how can a top American governmental official wind up in a garbage dump and this not become a blazing story, especially since the START Treaty was recently signed, selling America down the drain, especially since China is trying to develop an aircraft carrier at the same time, especially since Iran apparently was hit with a a virus which wiped out a lot of its capacity in the area of nuclear war. Apparently, an Iranian general was assassinated not too long ago, and they said they would retaliate. I mean, there are many possibilities. Do you have to read spy novels to see these possibilities? Perhaps. But then again, the Savage Nation is a little different than any other radio show. It's a little different than any other show in the media. I wouldn't say that the audience is the largest, because it is not. It is one of the largest, that is true. But I think this audience tends to have a higher level of, let us say, intelligence. Now, I didn't say education. I said a higher level of native intelligence. And if you listened to this show yesterday, we had a variety of callers, some of whom obviously were deeply involved in cloak and dagger work themselves. Some of them were, well, let us say, on the wrong side of the law themselves. Some of them were spies themselves. Some of them were murderers themselves. We know that. We can sense it. We don't know who they are. And I invite anyone who is in the intelligence community, whatever you want to do here to get the word out, go ahead and do it, because I don't know how much longer we're going to cover this story after today. The fact is, this should be a national story. It should be in the front of every newspaper until a major congressional investigation is done. The American people should not rest. But, you know, we've reached a point in American history where I believe whoever did this feels the American people are so stupid, so numb, so dumb, so drugged up, so drugged on sex, drugs, and rock and roll and socialism that they don't even have to bother covering their tracks much anymore. Maybe 20, 30 years ago, they would be very careful in this type of thing. Today, they don't even have to bother. They know that the majority of Americans don't listen to the Savage Nation. They know the majority of Americans don't listen to talk radio. They know the majority of Americans are just not interested in anything except the obvious. And we're not. One of my board ops, a very good guy, Phil, thought I was going for a break, and I wasn't. You know, the world only needs a few good callers to make a good show. And so let's begin in Portland, Oregon. Ann, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I don't have a military background, but what went through my mind when you were speaking yesterday was that he was probably drugged, because he wasn't beaten but seemed disoriented and disheveled, but he still had a shoe in his hand. I don't know what...
Do you happen to know what building he had just come out of when he was reported to have looked disoriented? Do you know what building it was and what was what the headquarters of that building are?
Well, you had said that the last time he had been spotted was in front of the Department of Justice in another building, but the only first-hand report of someone who saw him before his murder was the parking lot attendant.
Correct. Well, now we have new information that just came out. On the 30th of December, Wheeler is seen on video, and you can see the video on michaelsavage.com. He's seen stumbling around in a daze just hours before he was, well, found in a dumpster. He's dressed in a dark suit with no tie, no overcoat, carrying his left shoe in his right hand. John Wheeler looks lost. He looks confused. And then he is wandering, or has just wandered, inside an historic Wilmington, Delaware building that houses the headquarters of chemical giant DuPont. Does that ring any kind of alarm bells in your head?
Yes.
Well, let's pause right here. I want to say this. We have absolutely no reason nor any intent to defame the chemical company in any way. The fact of the matter is, DuPont is a wonderful company. It is. They do provide wonderful products for the United States of America. And I am a fan of the chemical industry. By the way, I'm not one of those anti-chemical industry people. I'm not as naive as some of the morons in the media who may believe that everything corporate is bad. Nevertheless, that Wheeler was seen leaving DuPont Chemical and he's dazed? Let's talk about it when I come back on the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage. We'll be right back.
Wheeler actually parked his car at the DoubleTree Hotel garage a few blocks away. He had monthly parking there. It is closer to the train station. And we do know that Wheeler arrived back in Wilmington Tuesday on board Amtrak from Washington, where he worked. So he may have spent 2 or even 3 days wandering the streets of Wilmington disoriented. His body, as we said, turned up Friday morning in a Wilmington landfill dumped there by a garbage truck from Newark.
Well, here we go. This is sort of a second or third rate mystery novel. In other words, as you may have read, I signed a deal to write two thrillers with St. Martin's Press, the first I'm working on, and it will be out in July. If I ever wrote this plot into a fictionalized account, into a novel, and I tried to pass this off as a novel, people wouldn't even buy it. Would you buy this? That a man of this prestigious level would wander around deranged and disoriented all of a sudden and wind up in a dumpster? I mean, whoever's behind this is playing amateur hour. Something is so wrong with this picture, which is why it bothers me that Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and the major services are not covering this story. It bothers me very deeply. And I'm asking you, which, you know, my audience, I know I have a remarkable listeners. Who knows who listens to a show? When you have a large audience, do you really know who's listening? No. And do you know who really is calling? No. But this is an opportunity. Let's put it to you this way. Let's say you are one of the old guard Americans in the intelligence service who predate Bush even. Certainly you would predate Obama if you were a loyal American. But I think I'm talking to those of you who may have retired before even Bush the globalist took over, which is saying a lot because Bush 1 was a globalist. And maybe I'm talking to you in the audience and you're a very old guy, but your mind is as sharp as it was when you were a young man doing cloak and dagger work. Why don't you call the show? We're not going to ask you your identity. We're not going to trace the call. We're not going to ask you who you are. And Doug's going to look for you. 1-800-449-8255. Let's go to another caller, Chicago, WIND. Tracy, go ahead, please. Your opinion.
Michael, I know some things that might be helpful. I can't really say how I know them. One possibility, with a guy with Wheeler's background, know-how, sometimes something like that might be approached by someone nefarious for a project, and if he were to reject the overture to work for them, someone like that could easily be murdered so he wouldn't tell anyone that he was approached. And this seems to happen at times to top scientists around the world when they reject an offer.
So it's very much sort of the secret society deal, which is there's no getting out once you join.
In a sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In other words, the military-industrial complex is so vast that, we should say the military-industrial intelligence complex, I would add, is so vast and so interlocked that there's no getting out once you get in. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's a possibility. It's vast, but it's more layered. For instance, I can just tell you a few things about MITRE Corporation, this, you know, the nonprofit work. But they were also called in to rewrite some software used by our national defense satellites after a radical prince from the Saudi family, bin Salman, was found engaged in espionage through another contractor. And he did it through that contractor. He had his own shell company, which sort of funded the debt of the bigger company. But anyway, and he was caught doing espionage, the Saudi. And
yep.
So they had to redesign all the software, and Wheeler was one of the people who was somewhat involved with that software.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, and also, just another thing, that MITRE, in addition to all the nonprofit work, they're able to assemble, like, the top brains in the country, scientists, really quickly for sophisticated research and problem-solving. And I think they're involved, they're affiliated with MIT.
Well, I'm glad we have such a corporation. It was corporations such as these that saved us in World War II. Had we not had corporations like this, we would have lost World War II. The Nazi scientists were brilliant. And the fact of the matter is, it was only because our scientists were more brilliant. And the British codebreakers were even more brilliant that we won the war, amongst other reasons, obviously. I'm simplifying. But it's all about intelligence at the end of the day. It doesn't matter how big, well, I wouldn't say doesn't matter. I said no matter how large the colossus may be on the other side of the dividing line, if you're reading their emails, you can defeat them. Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's, you're exactly right. And it also seems the one spot where...
Do you think this has anything to do with WikiLeaks?
That's a good question. I think it predates that. There might be. You're right. That's a good thought. I didn't think of that.
Did you notice that this is an interesting connection that Michael Savage just made? It's only a supposition or a question, really. WikiLeaks is out. I've asked several times why my being banned in Britain hasn't come up from WikiLeaks. And the reason I ask is very simple. I don't want to turn it all about me. But it's obvious that the cables went back and forth inside the British government to ban Michael Savage, because I have some of them in my book, Banned in Britain, right? And yet we don't read in all of these releases anything about Michael Savage being banned by a major government. And so therefore, what else did WikiLeaks find that they're not releasing is the question. In other words, there's an agenda behind that pervert who's behind WikiLeaks. He has an agenda. He's not a hero. He's not Robin Hood. He only released that which would advance the leftist world, the worldwide leftist agenda. That's what I've seen go on so far.
Absolutely. And as far as abandoned Britain, there's a few things that I don't want to say in the air, but a few things I know about that.
How can we, are you willing to share them with me off the air?
Yeah.
I'm very, very serious about it. I have, as you know, a team of attorneys working on this in London. I've spent a fortune in the last few years. Would you be willing to email me back and forth on this, or how do you want to do it? A dead drop somewhere on a park bench, or what?
Absolutely. If you give me an email address that I can...
All right. Oh, you're on, my friend. Guys, do not let this man disappear into the ether. Get his email address, or ask him where I can email him, and I will email him. How's that? Maybe we'll crack the case of banned in Britain as well. Something is wrong in this case.
Savage.
So we do know if he was last spotted Thursday afternoon at 3:30 and the garbage truck picked up the garbage from the dumpster in Newark Friday morning at 4:40 in the morning, we know that his death occurred sometime between those two times. Why he was disoriented, that's also what we don't know. The parking attendant did tell us he mentioned that his briefcase was stolen. So at this point, Lauren, so many questions still unanswered about Jack Wheeler's death.
Now that's a good reporter. That's a local reporter for Fox 29 in Philadelphia. She's better than the entire assemblage of national reporters, in my opinion. She's asking questions. She's showing curiosity. She's disturbed by it. And we just learned that he said someone stole his briefcase. Now, if I were writing a mystery novel, here's a man, top official. He's wandering around with one shoe in the cold. He's disoriented. And he says someone stole his briefcase. He just came out of a building with the... near the Justice Department. He was near a building that it's in the chemical business. The man was in cybersecurity. And there are no questions coming from Congress, from higher-ups, not really covered by the media here. So it just doesn't make sense. Mike in California, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. The past 2 days you've been commenting that you believe the FBI should take lead investigative roles in this murder. The problem with that is they don't have the authority to do so. There's no federal nexus in this crime. And I think what we need to look at is the fact...
Hold on. Let me. I'm a layman. You're obviously more knowledgeable than I am. The man is a federal employee in the Defense Department, and there's no federal nexus?
My understanding, he's a contractor, therefore not an employee, an advisor.
But isn't he a former top Defense Department official?
Yeah, but he's former. The point is that he's...
So wait a minute, but there are former presidents, and if something, God forbid, happened to them, the FBI wouldn't be involved?
For former top advisors, no. Now, there are certain stipulations in the United States Code that say for presidents, vice presidents, senators, whatnot, that is a federal offense if you commit a crime against those individuals.
Right.
For a contractor or a former official, that is not the case. He is a normal U.S. citizen. So therefore,
but I've seen the FBI get involved in racial slurs.
I'm sorry?
I've seen the FBI get involved in sexual slurs, cases to do with racial and sexual slurs. What's the mandate there?
If the Justice Department is able to articulate some sort of civil right violation or hate crime in those instances, then there may be federal nexus. Now,
well, of course, as we well know, the laws are all distorted by special interests. I think we could agree on that. But as an American, aren't you curious as to what happened here?
Well, I'm very curious. I think without knowing many details about it, I would have to think that his participation in the Council on Foreign Relations is of interest, as well as his time, I think, until the mid '80s with the SEC.
Yes, very interesting. Well, you make an interesting point, which is that he's not basically protected by the FBI. I kind of thought all Americans were protected by the FBI.
In the case of murder, that is a
excuse me. I'm sorry. Not in the case of murder.
Not in the case of murder in the United States. That is a state crime.
State crime.
A state crime, and so the.
No. What if a major member of the American media were found disoriented and drugged and in a garbage dump? Would the FBI be involved?
They would probably provide technical assistance, which they are here.
But they wouldn't be involved. They would save it for a TSA, someone who screamed at a TSA screening agent. They'd probably send a black helicopter to that, though, wouldn't they?
Well, technical assistance...
I mean, I'm stretching the obvious here. There's something very wrong when the FBI is not involved in a case of this nature, I would say.
Well, by offering technical assistance, they are involved.
So you're saying that's why they said only technical assistance, because that's as far as they could say they're going?
I believe so.
But you think they really are involved?
To some degree, yes.
But you know, and I know, local police don't have the capacity to investigate a crime of this magnitude. This is not something the Newark police are ever going to find any the truth to. I mean, they don't have the resources for that. They don't have the forensics. They don't have the sheer manpower that's going to be required for this.
And I would be willing to bet the majority of the forensics would be handed off to the Bureau. And that's the assistance that they would provide, which in a case like this where there's not much other than forensic evidence, that should tell you that the local...
Well, wait a minute now. There's a body which is very unusual. It's very... If the man were assassinated by professionals, would there likely be a body?
Well, there's always a body. It's just a matter of...
Well, wait a minute. There's not always a body. In fact, if we've read enough mystery novels and gone to the movies often enough, we know that many sausage shops were used to dispose of bodies.
Right. And
I mean, they cut up bodies and throw the pieces in the ocean in a weighted package, so the bodies often disappear because the rule is no evidence, no crime.
That's right.
You can never link someone to a crime if there's no body, right?
Well, given the manner that the body was dumped rather unprofessionally, I think that probably should give us some clues as to the level of involvement in, you know, with dark professional organizations. I think
that may be true. That actually is an argument for the other side, and which is what they're going to exploit. In other words, if there were major intelligence agencies involved, whether it be from foreign or domestic, God forbid, they would have done it a little cleaner, wouldn't they? The man would have disappeared, never been seen again.
I think so, unless an elaborate plan was arranged for his death, where the smear campaign would begin, well, right about now.
Uh-huh. Right. Where, in other words, you make it so obvious that you then come up 2 days later and say, we've apprehended the murderer. It was a homeless crack addict who died in police custody. Case is closed. Now let's go on to Lindsay Lohan's undershorts.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's sad because this is a this distinguished American, and I don't often say that. To me, going to West Point is a real distinction. having served in Vietnam as he did as a captain is a real distinction. I mean, the man was a very highly distinguished American, and yet he's just trash in a bin, and no one cares?
That's unfortunately how the media is playing it out. And, yes, he was highly distinguished, as were his generations before him within his family.
Right. Wasn't his father also a West Point graduate?
I believe so. I think his grandfather was a general in the Confederate Army and the U.S. Army after the Revolution.
So what a way for a family line to come to a smashing end. And what's even worse is that his name is being treated like it's a bag of trash. That's what bothers me as much as his death, is that the media is taking the bait and smearing the man in his last days as though, you know, they could put out 10 different cover stories now if there's a conspiracy, and I don't want to, you know, I'm writing a mystery novel, so any one of them would work. He was, used drugs, and then he got beaten up and robbed by a homeless gang, right? That's one. He was on medication. He was on regular prescription drugs, which he abused. And so, therefore, it was unfortunate, but he fell in the street and the homeless went through his pockets. Then they got scared and threw him in a dumpster. That's storyline number two. Any one of those is going to come out in the next two or three days, Mike. That's my guess.
I agree.
You want me to make a prediction? Next 2 days, we hear that they've arrested the suspect, but he died in police custody of a heart attack. Or he died of a drug overdose just as he was being questioned. Or he jumped from a bridge.
Shot himself prior to being apprehended.
There you go. Well, Mike, it's a sad day in America that the curiosity is so dim in this country that we have to resort to fiction. What's amazing to me, Mike, and everyone listening to the show, is that shows like CSI are very popular. Movies about the mob are very popular. Movies about spies are very popular. Mystery novels very popular. And here we have a real-life incident, and there doesn't seem to be much popular interest in it.
Well, because it can't be solved in an hour, like in CSI. I mean, all of
those. No, but at least we can engage our minds in helping solve it, can't we, Mike?
I agree with you, 100%.
Well, I think we're all saying the same thing. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Bestrafe mich. Bestrafe mich. Stroh wird Gold und Gold wird Stein. Deine Größe macht mich klein. Du,
it's all about intelligence. Whoever has the better intelligence wins. Given that armies might be equal, even if the opposing army is better trained, better equipped, if you are reading their emails, you're going to beat them. If you know what they're about to do and you could preempt their moves, you'll beat them. You look at the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. Here, Hitler was moving monster armored vehicles through the Ardennes Forest. And the Americans basically thought the war was over. Eisenhower was basically looking forward to being moved up to a fourth star. Bradley was basically asleep, etc. Now, there were code breakers who broke the German code, who were trying to warn the top command that there was evidence that the Germans were moving armor, moving them heavily, and they didn't know exactly where. But one of the code breakers in England actually told the American officials he knew where they were going to come out of the forest. They ignored all of these messages. So although you may have the intelligence, it depends upon who's at the top of the food chain as to whether or not this intelligence gets read. Now take a look at who's the top of our food chain now, Barack Hussein Obama. You're telling me this man, this unknown man of mysterious origins, is the brightest man in the world? You're telling me this man is the commander-in-chief of the most powerful military-industrial enterprise in the world? You're telling me a man who just sold us out to Russia with the START Treaty knows what's going on, cares what's going on, and would do anything if he did know what was going on? So therefore, I say there's a lot here, and what happened to Wheeler is very worrisome because he's a true American hero, a true American patriot, from a distinguished family, he's distinguished himself. You can't just throw a man in a dumpster and sweep it under the rug. I'm sorry. It's not the world I grew up in. In fact, I don't care who it was who was found in it. Let me turn it around. I'm going to turn it around. Let's say an illegal alien, 17-year-old girl, prostitute from Mexico, was found in a dumpster in L.A. Why, the vermin in the media would be making it a daily story now for weeks. They wouldn't let you go. Illegal alien, an undocumented immigrant. She came here and wanted to be a lawyer. They turned into a lawyer. I love that one. Whenever a young crackhead is caught, is killed, they say he wanted to go to school and he wanted to be a this, and already they made him into it. Like it was a loss to America. He wanted to go to Harvard. He didn't even graduate junior high school yet. But already he wanted to go to Harvard, so already he was a lawyer that we lost, according to the schmucks in the media. They wouldn't stop. The storyline would be undocumented immigrant from Mexico. She struggled so hard to come to America, and she got caught up in drugs and prostitution against her will. Her honor was spoiled. Her body was despoiled. And she wound up in a dumpster in Hollywood. What a terrible society we live in. Nightly news for 3 days in the news cycle. The leg twitchers at Fox News would give you real serious eyebrows. The lipstick would glow, etc. But here's a case they won't even cover it. They won't even cover it. Derek in Utah, something stinks here. I'm telling you, Derek, what do you think?
Dr. Savage, it's an honor.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, this is a typical Sun Tzu, classic Sun Tzu Art of War doctrine. They make it look like this guy gets knocked off by some nobody and just dumps him in the garbage. And like
right.
You said yesterday, they were sending a message to somebody. Don't jump ship or you're going to get whacked too. This guy was a West Point grad. My dad was 65, class of 65.
Their right, and he was. This man was a class of 66 West Point.
Sir.
Okay, so what do you think? I mean, just jump into this. You suspect something. What is it?
Their motto at West Point is duty, honor, country. And something, he was investigating the SEC. He was.
Well, but that was many years ago. You know, under George W. Bush, he helped develop an Air Force program to combat cyber attacks on U.S. weapon systems. To me, that's closer to what is bothering me than anything here.
Yeah, that's bothering me, too. But with that
whole right.
country just getting passed, it's...
Yes, exactly. Let me send you a copy of Trickle Up Poverty for one reason. I want you to read what's in the Star Treaty. I ran into a neighbor. I told him what was in it. He didn't even know what was in it. He's an intelligent man. They also started the cover story with his wife and he were in a heated property dispute. They're trying to make it look as though the neighbor did it to him. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't arrest the neighbor now. They already set that up. Now he's already deranged. Now a parking lot attendant says he was unable and blah, 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 disoriented, robbed, blah, blah, blah. And then he asked the pharmacist in Newcastle for a ride to Wilmington. You know, I have an article posted on michaelsavage.com from my way. This is incredible. This is a good one. Cameras plentiful where Dell Man's body dumped by Randall Chase. They went into they followed the route of the garbage truck. And they went from one trash bin to the other of that truck. Did you hear me? And they say here, headed to the Cherry Island landfill where workers saw the Wheeler's body falling out of the truck as it unloaded. Investigators said they believed the body was in a bin early in the truck's run. So they went and they did their reporting. The first stop was a bank in College Square Shopping Center. Two trash bins at the rear of a bank are just yards away from two surveillance cameras and inside of several storefronts and at a heavily traveled road. Inside one of the dumpsters was a pair of white latex gloves, similar to those used by police evidence technicians. Well, that's pretty good reporting, isn't it? Okay. Now, next, from the bank, the garbage truck headed to the library, where the bin is tucked in an alley between the rear of the building and a fence that partitions the alley from nearby homes. A locked chain link gate prevents through traffic in the alley, and a surveillance camera guards the area, alerting workers to an AP reporter's presence. Do you hear this? Now, this AP reporter should get a Pulitzer Prize, because this man is a reporter, unlike the leg twitchers in the media. You hear? Alerting workers to an AP reporter's presence. This is a top-flight reporter. I don't know how this guy got into the business of news. They usually screen out anyone with this kind of guts and brains. Asked whether staffers had talked to police, a man replied, Not a lot to talk about, unfortunately, before closing the door. This is very well written. This is journalism of the highest order. He then goes on. Security cameras and lights overlook bins on the truck's route behind the Toyota dealership. Those at a McDonald's are in plain sight of a 24-hour drive-through lane just down the street. Another bin is behind another restaurant across the street from a 24-hour emergency care center whose bins can be seen by residents of a 7-story apartment building. Do you hear this? So the reporter traced the route of the truck that dumped the body, and he's gone to every stop and every bin. Then he says, behind a Goodwill thrift store, several containers are in a lighted area that, according to a sign, is under 24-hour surveillance. Then he says, whoever dumped Wheeler's body would have found more privacy in a nearby retirement village and assisted living facility where the bin is more hidden. You hear this? This guy can write. Then they jump to the next paragraph where they say Wheeler was suing to block Frank and Regina Marini of Hockerson from continuing to build a new house across the street. See, now I'll tell you something right here. This reporter's editor inserted that paragraph right here. This is an editing job. This is a butcher job. This is what happens when an editor-in-chief grabs a story that's too good and too revealing. He throws this in now again. He comes up with the first cover story, right? Now the next one goes in. Late on December 28th, several smoke bombs of the type used for rodent control were tossed into the Marini house, scorching the floors. Chief Deputy State Fire Marshal Alan Brown said, well, so what? What does that have to do with him? Why are they implying he threw smoke bombs into a neighbor's house? Where'd that come from? It's a cover story. It's a smear campaign. It's a disgrace. A man's life is worth more than this. The American people owe it to themselves to have more respect for the dead than the media itself does. And that's why I ask you to put your 2 cents in right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Anyone saw 66-year-old John Wheeler III alive, but seemingly not well, Wednesday, December 29th, between 6:45 and 7:10 in the evening. This exclusive video shows that man limping and looking around, appearing lost.
He really didn't look good to me, so I kind of asked him, like, are you okay? So he was like, no. He was just trying to get warm. He didn't have a coat on, and it was really cold out this evening, and he had one shoe on, and, like, he was just kind of like wandering around, just looking around.
Yeah. So let's turn to the New York Post right now and see how the News Corporation is covering this story. Latest headline, Subway Savior. Motor Woman Saves Rider on Subway Tracks. Next lead in the Murdoch newspaper. Homeless man turns golden voice into golden opportunity. They found that a homeless bum, and now they're holding him up as the finest voice in America, the most brilliant man ever seen, possibly one of the greatest broadcasters ever to have been found. Kitty litter fight heads to court. Kane and crew beat me up, photographer. Cry rape weather babe. Rikers correction officer charged with assault was set up. Governor Cuomo unveils plan to close New York's budget gap. payouts to sick and ground zero workers, that would be anybody in New York would be eligible for a payout. Because apparently, according to the grifters involved in the ground zero scam, even post-traumatic, that would mean any New Yorker who is neurotic can claim a payment, which would mean 9 million people can be expected to get money out of the payment. The point is, there's virtually no coverage of the story we are covering on the Savage Nation. Now, you could say, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not an important story. Well, let's go backwards. You're telling me the body found in a dumpster, the man, a man as distinguished as this, a man who was involved in cybersecurity, chemical and biological weapons research, a West Point graduate, a man so high up in the defense contracting field, is not as important as a subway savior or a homeless man with a golden voice, so to speak, or kitty litter? I would argue to the contrary, which is why I am saying to you something stinks with this story. And I think America is now, the IQ of the average American has now fallen to such a level as a result of drugs, sex, and rock and roll. And, of course, I have to put it in the right context so you don't take me wrong. Because of the 20 or 30 million illegal aliens in this country, some of whom may be quite intelligent, but they don't speak English very well. Therefore, they don't know what's going on. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you have 30 million illegal aliens who don't speak English very well, if at all, it doesn't matter what their native IQ may be. What matters is that they have watered down the national IQ by 20 points, if not more. And so, therefore, you understand what I'm getting at. Now you understand why men like those who want the illegals flooding into the country want them here. Because they want to diminish the national IQ so they can continue to rape the Treasury and turn you into a serf. Wheeler timeline. Well, I don't want to read the entire story here. He ended up in a Newark, Delaware dumpster. And we've been talking about it. Now, I've seen the conspiracy theories. Last night, I went right to the website of the European Union news, whatever it is, EU, whatever. It's nonsense. It looks like classic ex-Soviet KGB-level bluff, saying that the Air Force was releasing chemical weapons, and he knew about it, and the Air Force used KC-767 tanker aircraft from Little Rock Air Force Base, unit-directed command and control, sprayed the chemicals over the Red Wing Blackbirds. So the lunatics are now saying now that Wheeler knew about the dead Blackbirds or something, and that's why he wound up in a dumpster. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. So you can say what you wish. Whatever the official line is, we will soon hear. I can pretty much predict what's coming in the next... I'm a mystery writer now. I've gone from nonfiction to fiction. And therefore, if I were writing the rest of the story, within, I would say, 24 to 48 hours, they arrest somebody who mysteriously dies of a heart attack or a drug overdose or threw himself out of a window off a bridge or whatever, and case closed. I will also predict that Wheeler's body is cremated very shortly before any complete forensics can be done. You know what's very intriguing to me? Remember Timothy McVeigh? Sure, you know Timothy McVeigh. The vermin in the media won't let you forget him. After all, he was Caucasian, blonde hair, blue eyes, and he allegedly did the Oklahoma City bombing on his own, even though there were many reports of a German intelligence agency agent who was operating alongside of him that was, you know, and others who left the country, blah, blah, blah. What's interesting to me is that we have mass murderers on death row for over 30 years, yet Timothy McVeigh was found guilty and executed, I don't know, within a year? Why was that? How come there was no investigation of why he was executed so quickly? We have mass murderers on death row for 30 years. After all, they might be innocent. Well, sure, a mass murderer might be innocent, but not Timothy McVeigh. He couldn't have been innocent. Then, of course, we had Saddam Hussein. Admittedly a lunatic in many ways, a mass murderer on the order of a mini Hitler or a mini Stalin. Evil man, deserved a death sentence. But did you notice what happened to Saddam Hussein? He was found guilty by, I think, some court in Iraq, and he was executed rather rapidly within a year. No appeals, no investigations, no nothing. How is that possible? So you see, my friends, when you step on the bear trap and you get your foot caught in it, You can never get your foot out of that bear trap. I have one foot in a bear trap right now, and I've been dragging a chain around for 2 years. It's taken its toll on me. I'd lie to you if I said otherwise. I live with my head over my shoulder at all times. And I don't want to go into details, but I know that I have been marked by the International New World Order because of things I have said on this very program. I'm not trying to be a drama queen. I'm not trying to turn this Wheeler death into me. But it's very personal for me because I have been targeted by the British government and possibly the U.S. government. But instead of killing me and throwing me in a dumpster, instead they threw my reputation into a dumpster with murderers and terrorists. You get the picture? So they kill you in many different ways. When governments don't want you, they kill you in many different ways. They kill your reputation. And then if that doesn't work, why then the rest is kind of easy to figure out. Now, this is not a direct appeal, but it is somewhat of an appeal. Many of you have contributed to the Michael Savage Legal Fund. I think it's time for you to reinvestigate your own willingness to check that out again. It's on michaelsavage.com. Because this is going to be a banner year for this UK case. And either I get my foot out of that bear trap, or the truth is, I don't know where this goes next. We know that a fake conservative government came to power in Britain. We know that it's a fake coalition government, no different than the last Brown administration, really no different than the Blair administration. They're all front men for the New World Order, the very same money people who gave us Barack Obama, gave us the Cameron government in England. We basically have puppets running all of the West right now. And truthfully, nobody even knows who's running this country right now. Nobody really knows. So if you'd like to talk about Wheeler's death, the phone number is 1-800-449-8255. Let's begin in Amarillo, Texas. Agon, welcome to the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
Yeah, that's Agon. That's
Agon.
Yeah, I talked to you a few months ago. You know, I'm driving a truck now, and Agon is really not my name anyway, but I can't give you a married name. I used to work for the Stasi in the
Oh, you're a former Soviet Secret Service agent, the evil Stasi. Okay, I remember you. Yes, how are you, my friend?
It was evil. Yeah, I know that. But what I wanted to say is that this is classical, the type of things we used to do. And, you know, if you drug a guy up and then you kill him, and usually, like, you use the garrote or you cut his throat or something when you put him in a dumpster. Of course, in the country I lived in, people wouldn't ask too many questions. But we went into other countries and did these things also. This is classical. I think that this guy knew something and was about to say something, and they had to shut him up. Because the CIA...
Well, here's the question. Agon, if I'm mispronouncing your name, pardon me. I wish you'd give me an alias that was easier, so... Can I call you Alan for simple? Alan, let me ask you something. If what you say is true, why did they even leave the body?
Well, again, one of the callers made it very clear. They wanted to make it look like it was some kind of a cheap criminal, or maybe he went on the wrong side, maybe it was organized crime or something, or the drug dealers. But that's classic.
Okay, all right. But you will never know what it is he was about to divulge or that he wouldn't do for them. I mean, that's what it comes down to, right?
I have my suspicions. I have my suspicions that all this WikiLeaks and what is going on there with the birds and other things are involved. But that's just an opinion. You know, I don't, you know, I'm out of the loop now, as you say. You
of course, we're all out of the loop. It's the problem is that we shouldn't get too loopy. We got to make sure we don't get so far out of the loop that we become loopy. Alan, why is the media not touching the story to the extent that they should?
Well, a lot of them are in bed with the government, with the government complex. And the media is not the media that it used to have in your country. You know, it's a different thing today. So
yeah, in world, you know, it's funny. I grew up in the 1950s when many of the reporters were former World War II veterans who went into journalism. These are the guys who smoked, cursed, drank too much, and went around and they were like mad dogs until they got to the bottom of a story. And we don't have that anymore. Now we have geldings in the news media. That's the truth, Alan.
This leg crosses that you see on Fox News or on CNN and other things. By the way, Mr. I just want to say one thing, too, about you. you and there was two others, one on Sirius Radio, Lynn Samuels, and the other one was on the internet there, Alex Jones, are the only ones that are covering this. Everybody else, nine. Yeah, nothing. You know?
Yeah. I've seen the Jones coverage, but he's linking it to the chemical sprays and the blackbirds and the earthquakes. I don't buy that at all. A number of reasons. The Air Force doesn't even use 767s for chemical work.
I don't think it's that either. But, you know, there's all kind of... When a government, like, is now starting to, you know, clam up and not tell you everything... And you got a guy like Obama, who is the president, and can't be trusted. And before that, Bush is not much better. Then, you know, people don't trust the government anymore.
And
they think of all kinds of things.
Yes. Now, although you are now allegedly a truck driver and Alan or Aran or whatever is an alias, would you be interested in receiving a free copy of Trickle Up Poverty? Because we'd have to send it to an address.
To be honest with you, I'm afraid I don't like even giving out my address.
Okay, I don't blame you. All right, I'll be right back. Savage. It is the Savage Nation. You know what we're talking about. Let's finish it up a bit. I just opened up the New York Daily News, and they're covering a homeless guy who has a good voice. They're turning him into the equivalent of Edward R. Murrow, Michael Savage, and the other greats in the radio business. It's unbelievable to me. The next story in the Daily News is kitty litter maker, blah, blah, blah. Trends that must end, skin-tight dresses, fanny packs, and peekaboo bras. But there's no coverage of the killing, or shall I say, the obvious assassination of a major American Defense Department official. Gibbs to leave Obama press secretary post. Stepping down from his post. Yes, and as I say, the human gefilte fish will be out on the lecture circuit, and there are rumors that he will be lecturing at Manischewitz fish factories around the country, but we haven't been able to confirm or deny that. So I'd rather go back to the conspiracy theories in the assassination or the... death of John Wheeler for a moment on the Savage Nation. Let's go up to my super affiliate up in Sacramento, California, KSTE, a station I really love. I mean, I love all my stations, you know that, so I don't want any station owners to get mad at me now or PDs. Sacramento is special to me for a number of reasons, and it reaches from the High Sierra down into San Francisco. That's the main reason. So Steve on KSTE, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to talk about a possible Iranian connection to all this.
Go ahead, fire away. It's all theory.
It is. It goes back to the Stuxnet worm that hit their nuclear reactor.
Right.
2 weeks after that, somebody assassinated two of their nuclear scientists.
Yes, they blame Mossad, of course. The Jews are always blamed right away. So, and didn't the Iranians say that there would be retaliation for that?
Yeah, the Al-Quds commander said that they would take out high-level U.S. officials in retaliation.
Well, I understand that. That's why I say, where's the FBI? And yet we had a caller in the last hour who said this is not in the FBI mandate because it's not a federal crime, which I thought was absurd.
Well, the other thing, too, is the suicide, quote-unquote, of the Shah's son.
Yes, right. What's that all about?
Right. A bullet to the head.
Wait a minute. How was he found? Shot in the head?
Yeah, it was one bullet to the head.
Oh, my God. Because he was a skydiver, a deep-sea diver. I said, this kind of guy doesn't kill himself. Anybody who does that kind of work is not on Prozac. That kind of guy is not depressed. So they killed him, too?
Well, yeah, he could potentially be a replacement and run the country the way that, you know.
Oh, my God, so Iranian agents are everywhere. Well, I'm definitely going to avoid the local used car dealerships. Wherever there's a high scent of cologne, I'm definitely not going near the place.
Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I mean, do you want to drop this? I can't drop it right now. Something's wrong with this picture. I'm going to keep it up until we find out how they end the story when they release the fact that a homeless man did it to him, who then died in police custody of a of an aneurysm. Here's another story just came up. Elizabeth Edwards cut estranged husband John Edwards out of will week before she died. This just came out moments ago. Elizabeth Edwards cut her louse of a spouse out of her will less than a week before she died. This is from the New York Daily News. Nothing about the Mr. Wheeler. The wronged wife of former presidential candidate John Edwards, who died last month after a courageous battle with breast cancer, left everything in her sole possession to their three children. Quote, all of my furniture, furnishings, household goods, jewelry, china, silverware, and personal effects, and any automobiles owned by me at the time of my death, I give and bequeath to my children, the will says. Edwards' eldest daughter, Kate, a lawyer, was named as the executor of the will, according to Inside Edition, which obtained the copy. John Edwards was not mentioned even once in the will, though his work as a trial lawyer generated the family's fortune. So we'll let it go at that. You know who John Edwards was. I told you from the beginning he didn't have a chance, a ghost of a chance, for anything national. And, of course, his political enemies did him in before his own ego did him in. To me, it's not a very serious story. It's interesting that she cut him out of the will. Homeless man who's burning up web scores job offer from NBA team. That story I don't understand. They find a bum who has a good voice, and already he's better than any broadcaster in America. That bothers me. It bothers me because it's bullcrap. It's utter nonsense. You know, this is interesting. So, from fame to a dumpster is the story about Wheeler. And here's a guy from a dumpster to fame, which is a story about the American media, I guess. New York, WOR, Alex, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, oh, you have my attention big time. I can't even drive straight. You know, I'd like to harken back a bit. I don't want to add conjecture, but I want to harken back to about a decade ago about another mysterious demise that's still shrouded in mystery.
Right.
Vince Foster, if you remember.
Oh, now, yes, 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 with the gun on the thumb.
Yeah, do you remember how much misinformation we were fed? And the media was so precise with a 27-piece ripped-up suicide note that he left. And, yeah. and you know...
Right. Some animals are more equal than others in Animal Farm. That's how communism works. You've just got to read Animal Farm all over again. In the new Animal Farm, the new socialist paradise... In the new Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. So, for example, do you remember a gentleman named Matthew Shepard who was brutally murdered in the West many, many years ago? How many years they ran that in the media?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yet John Wheeler is of no value because he was only a West Point graduate and a distinguished American patriot, so therefore he has no value to the vermin in the media.
But, yeah, and what I'm saying is that the only thing I find very interesting here is that he served in an administration prior to that bum who served in the White House during that time, Clinton. And
yeah.
He served in an administration post that bum. And what I find is that a lot of people at the time had met mysterious demises, anybody who was connected in any...
Oh, I remember those days. I remember those days. They built the career of Rush Limbaugh.
Well, and what I'm trying to say is an assassination usually... They don't make a body disappear because they want to send a message. Now, in my, I'm not going to say that I don't want to get any more detailed than just saying that I've had some training in investigative work for whatever it is I'm doing. But
yes.
What I will say is that the mob tried to make bodies disappear, or like you earlier said, you know, novels and movies we see where bodies disappear.
Yes.
That's where bodies
disappear. I just saw a grade B movie the other night on TV. I forget the name of it. It was Staten Island or something. And there was a deaf and dumb guy, an actor, played deaf and dumb butcher in a sausage shop in Staten Island. And every other scene, they're bringing a body in the back in a black bag, and he cuts him up, you know, to get rid of the body. Yeah, we've seen this before. We saw it in The Sopranos, etc. That's pretty much M.O., isn't that the M.O. of professional jobs? Get rid of the evidence?
That, except in assassinations. Assassinations throughout history always involved the body showing up because a message was to be sent to somebody for some purpose.
Yeah, and we'll never know who... we don't know who that person is that they're sending a message to, but why waste the whole human life? I don't know if it was just a message Do you think it was just a they wouldn't use him for a message, would they?
You know what? I don't know. We don't know. That's where the problem is. And the media is only, well, two things. First of all, like you said, they're incompetent. And there may be a young Yahoo reporter who wants to make a name for himself who's really going to investigate this and break the story open. And then we may get something. But
yes.
For the time being, they have no information to feed us because they're a bunch of morons. They have nothing.
Correct. In other words, a real reporter would use every resource in his or her arsenal to get the police report, to get the forensics, to break it into the media. How was he killed? We don't even know how he died, by the way. Was he strangled? Was he shot? Was he poisoned? We don't know, do we?
So the only thing the media is being fed is this idiocy about trying to destroy his character. What was the first thing Clinton did or his administration did when these people would mysteriously show up dead? First, destroy their character. You know, they all died under mysterious circumstances, destroy their character. They were drunks. They were addicted. They were, you know, this harkens back to those days. You know, I'm not saying that Clinton is related to this in any way. What I'm saying is...
No, I understand. You're going back to those days where there were an awful lot of bodies left on the roadside. I get it. All right, I get it, and I thank you for the call out of New York City. If anybody else has an interesting story here, I brought up WikiLeaks. Is it related or not? How come no one's taking the bait on that one? New York City, Mary, go ahead, please, quickly, on the Savage Nation. Give us your 2 cents.
Okay, I'm really nervous, but I'm sort of, sometimes I'm not psychic and intuitive, and I just thought when I heard the birds fell out of the sky and the DuPont Chemical Company, and it just, to me, it sounds like it's connected. I don't know where, I don't know how. But
well, okay, that's not an absurd leap in faith in that some conspiracy blogs are talking about the Air Force and aerial spraying planes and moving test dispersants of poisonous gases in the Afghanistan war theater from Iraq and held at Pine Bluff Arsenal in Arkansas, and Wheeler's murder is related to it. I've seen those conspiracies, Mary.
Right, but a lot of people are getting sick.
It says, upon Wheeler discovering what was happening with Iraq's phosgene poisonous gas stockpiles, he traveled from his home in Delaware to Washington, D.C., where he openly confronted and threatened to expose the Pentagon and White House officials responsible. That's what's coming up on the conspiracy blogs.
That's right.
Wait, hold on now. So what you were saying, was it out of your intuition or you read those blogs?
My intuition. I heard about the birds. I'm very busy. I heard about the birds and I heard about this man. And immediately, it happens, this intuition, this premonition usually comes to me while I'm taking a shower. It's weird. And that's what came to me. They're connected. Somehow the birds, the fish, and this man are connected.
Is there any opportunity for you and I to share a shower together in a kind of friendly manner so that we can have more of your intuition on other national matters?
Right.
No, I thought I'd get a laugh out of you. Look, Mary, you know, you say psychic people laugh at you, but I actually am one of those people who have met psychics who have been pretty amazing in some of the things they've said to me.
You don't do this for a living,
do you?
No, I just call it intuitive, and I think most women, most people have it, but they ignore it. But
no, I agree. Oh, absolutely. That's how the human race survived for millennia. Was on this sixth, seventh sense, which has been over-rationalized and buried. And when we feel it, many of us get frightened and we take pills or we get drunk or we deny that it's even there. But that's fundamentally, human beings have this power.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, remember, Mary, how long have you listened to the Savage Nation? Years, months, whatever?
About 5-6 years.
Okay, listen to me. Do you remember me telling you the story of the years I spent in the Fiji Islands when I was a plant collector and that I used to spend time with folk healers and witch doctors, so to speak, who could see the future? Do you remember any of those stories?
Yeah, of course I do.
There's a whole island in the Fijis called Kandavu that is well known for people who can read, let's say, into other dimensions. They don't say every Fijian can do it, but it's well known that there are families in those islands that are specialists in this ability. I'll give you another example. You heard about firewalkers, right? Men who could walk on hot coals without burning their feet. This is pretty well established to be true today, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, most of the firewalkers in Fiji come from one island called Benga. I happen to know some of the people. It's all about mind over matter. They can set their mind and walk over hot fires and not even feel it. There's a lot to be said for the mind, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And what, sometimes when I'm with my mother, we just like totally read each other's mind, and it's wild. My sisters also. We just know what we're going to say, what we're thinking. And, you know,
Mary, what age bracket are you in?
I am 52.
Are you married or were you married?
No, I'm married to a retired New York City policeman.
Oh, did you ever help him solve crimes?
Do I help him solve crimes?
No. The years he was in police work, did he ever bring you some of his crimes that, and you helped him with your woman's intuition, so to speak, solve them?
No. No, because he was more traffic. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that he had it. He was a
All right, so you never used it in any professional manner. Well, that's very intriguing. Mary, I'm sending you Trickle Up Poverty. I have about 120 copies that I can still give away. The publisher's been very kind, William Morrow, so I'm going to just help you people get them for 2011. Why not? It's a nice gift. It's still a good book. 1-800-449-8255. My God, the time is just speeding along. Doug, if you see any callers that are unique, different, have a new point to make, as we have out of York, Pennsylvania. Michael, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Thanks for taking
Hello.
The call.
Yes, sir.
I think there was a good lead-in that your one caller talked about Vince Foster, because I think I could tie this WikiLeaks thing in for you. I think if you remember, just a few weeks ago, President Clinton was at the White House meeting with Barack Obama. And now to tie that into with WikiLeaks, you know, there's some obvious things that those of us who have worked in the military, low-level security, that type of thing, noticed right away about the whole WikiLeaks thing. Let's
cut to the chase. You're losing me. What are you saying in a nutshell?
The PFC that got this information for WikiLeaks, there was no way for him to get it. The computers don't have recording devices for him to take.
Okay, I got that. You know, somebody fed that to him because they wanted to put out the leak. They wanted the leaks out there, and they wanted to push forward a certain agenda. That's my opinion.
Exactly. And there's other very...
And by the way, that's why there's been an ambivalence about prosecuting the WikiLeaks guy, and that's why, notice, the case has suddenly disappeared. That's why he was given bail, and now suddenly everyone forgot it already, right? Because this comes from the highest level. The whole WikiLeaks thing, I agree with you 100%. This was orchestrated.
I agreed. And there's obvious gaps in the WikiLeaks information. One that you talk about all the time is nothing is mentioned about you and the whole Great Britain.
Yeah, how is that possible that there's no cables about Michael Savage being banned in England? I'm the only member of the American media banned by a Western nation. It's bad enough that Fox News won't cover it, but now we see that the so-called hero, WikiLeaks, has found no cables discussing this case? That's absurd. I have them in my book, for God's sakes.
I agree. And now we have a man who had the same access to the same type of information that the supposed PFC had access to, and he winds up dead. Why would
Wow, whoa. Now, wait a minute. Now you're on to something. So he was going to release some new cyber information?
Cyber information that may have gone or may have exposed why the problems with the WikiLeaks story, the problems with how did he get the information, how did the PFC release it, why are there such obvious gaps in all the information that should be in that that's not there? And what I'm saying is what do you do with somebody like that? Now, go back, you know, Vince Foster...
Oh, but wait, let's see. We had a caller earlier who said that Iran could be involved. And they said the Shah of Iran's youngest son shot himself the other day in Boston after struggling with depression for years, according to the liars in the newspaper. Now they're smearing him as well.
There's an old saying, Doc.
Did you notice what the newspapers are doing? The youngest son of the late Shah killed himself in Boston after struggling with depression for years. Right away, they're tying it into his depression.
How do we know
he suffered depression if people's medical records are hidden? How did this newspaper reporter find out that the Shah of Iran's son was depressed?
Exactly. And there's an old saying.
Wait, listen to this one. Wait, I want to read you another article. I want to show you what the news has become. Wait, listen to this. Blah, blah, blah. After struggling with depression for years, his sister Layla, this is the second sentence, died of a drug overdose in London 10 years ago. You notice what they're doing now to the whole Shah's family? The whole family of the ex-Shah of Iran?
Absolutely.
They're smearing the entire family. Instead of smearing the current Hitler of Iran, they're smearing the previous Iran, the previous leader of Iran, who was a great friend of America. Notice what the media does in this country now.
Dr. Savage,
they have never said one negative word about Ahmadinejad, the Hitler of our time. Not one word.
Gaps that a lot of us are finding, and it's like the old saying goes, the best place to hide the truth is between two lies, and the best place to hide a lie is between two truths.
So that's why they left him alive, why they left the body for all to see?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And you suspect he knew something about the WikiLeaks story, and it would have embarrassed the people who were behind it and would have blown the entire cover off it.
Exactly. And the reason that this death was came out the way it did was you had another caller who was exactly right. The FBI isn't going to take the lead in this. That way they don't have to set the cover for the murder.
That makes sense to me, because you and I both know that what that man said didn't make sense. I mean, come on, the FBI has every right to be involved. In fact, they have an obligation to be involved, don't you think?
They should be involved, and that's my point. Why aren't they involved?
Well, that's another red flag for me. Why? The media is not involved to a great extent. The FBI is not involved. Congress is not involved. No one's involved. I'm sending you a free copy of Trickle Up Poverty. I'll be right back.
Savage.
You know, we're coming to the end of hour number two on the Savage Nation. There's another large hour across America, but I can't run away from this story. I don't think I'm going to leave it so quickly, and I hope that somebody or people in the media who are covering this are encouraged to continue it and not go along with the dumbbell stories that your bosses are trying to push you into. If you're a young person and you're a reporter, this is a major story. Let me tell you something. You can make your name with this story. Don't let this thing go. John Wheeler was an American patriot. John Wheeler was an American hero in many ways. John Wheeler was an important man. He wound up in a dumpster, and the media is ignoring it largely. There's something very wrong with this story. I want all of you listening to the show who are in journalism and have any self-respect whatsoever to please stop covering the homeless man who's become an announcer. Please stop covering the garbage about J Street taking over from K Street and going back to L Street, meaning a change in Washington. It means absolutely nothing, as you can see by the fact that they all joined together to stab us in the back with the START Treaty. And the other things they did during the lame duck session. It's all a joke. It's all a charade. It's two-card Monty, and they hold the deck. So let's stick to this story until we get to the bottom of the truth. Please, I am actually imploring those of you in the media to have some self-respect and don't act like the leg twitchers at Fox News, the beautiful girls with good brains who have put their brains to sleep. Do your jobs, for God's sakes. As reporters, do it for yourself and do it for your career, but most importantly, do it for America. That's my appeal to those of you in the media today. And again, I send out an appeal to those of you in the intelligence communities, whether you are current or past. Get to the bottom of this. Call your friends. Call the show. Call other shows. Try to get the golfer and the wall banger involved. Try to get them away from the gefilte fish.
Savage.
Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
We'll be right back. story today is on the new Congress, but I'm not paying attention to it. For one reason, it's meaningless. It's about as interesting to me as a new species of fish in a pond, which might be more interesting. To me, it's the changing of the lobbying groups. It went from K Street to L Street, and now it's back to K Street. So, big deal, we have a new lobbying group in Congress. The gavel was passed to the other gang of crooks. Very exciting. This is fit only for Fox News, not for the Savage Nation. And then we read that the former spokesmouth for Obama, Robert Gibbs, the human gefilte fish with eyes, as I said, is retiring and he's going to go on a lecture tour. Now, we cannot confirm or deny this, but there are rumors that he's going to lecture at the various Manischewitz gefilte fish packing factories around the nation. Tune in a little later to find out if there's any truth to that story. To me, the only story that really plagues me and matters is the murder, the obvious assassination of John Wheeler, a top Defense Department official who was involved in cybersecurity, who was involved in biological and chemical weapon research, who was an honored Vietnam veteran. In fact, he was a captain in Vietnam. He was the man behind the Vietnam Veteran Memorial. He was also the founder or the CEO of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. This is an astounding story. And already the smear campaign has started. Now he's being accused of having thrown smoke bombs into his neighbor's house because of a property dispute. A high-level Pentagon official and presidential aide throwing smoke bombs? To me, it sounds more like smoke and mirrors. This, to me, looks like a suspicious cover-up. And here are the questions that need to be answered. What do you think caused John Wheeler's allegedly bizarre behavior in the last hours of his life? I know what many of you were saying. He was drugged. And for what reason was he in the business district in Wilmington, Delaware, which was one of the last places he was seen alive? What was he working on for the MITRE Corporation? Why are the local police refusing to reveal his cause of death? Why is the FBI not directly involved? Why is the national media ignoring this major league story? Remember, this man wrote one of the most important manuals on the effectiveness of biological and chemical weapons, which led to his being hired in 2009 by the MITRE Corporation. But there's much more to it than that, by the way. I have seen all the conspiracy theories, by the way. And something does not add up here. Believe me, I don't know what it is. I don't think I will ever know. But if you listen to the news reports now, they're all smear campaigns. That's what it looks like to me. And I want to know why the American media is ignoring it. Yes, it's on the AP wires. Sure, I've seen it. But it's kind of like just another story. And now they're trying to make little stories into big stories. I don't buy it. And I'd like to know what the Savage Nation thinks about it. If you look at michaelsavage.com today, you will see major stories about John Wheeler that I've been culling all day long, but many other stories. Don't forget the article, The Invention of Islamophobia, by Pascal Bruckner. Don't fail to read Who Has Now Penetrated CPAC, the so-called conservative political action committee. You'll not believe it, but it's the Muslim Brotherhood with a front man. Look at the story on my website. The San Diego Memorial Cross has been ruled unconstitutional by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the most communist court in America. There are many, many other stories, but the one that I really want you to focus on, and maybe I'm going to post this on my website this week. You know, I have an ad for Trickle Up Poverty on my website. The book's done very well, so I'm not trying to peddle a book. Listen to me. My headline since Christmas has been Obama's nuke deal, treason, question mark. See what's really in START in pages on pages 269 to 274. And I say Dems sold us out, but 9 Republicans joined them in passing the START Treaty. Now, that to me may be related to why Mr. Wheeler wound up in a trash bin. I don't know how, I don't know why, but something doesn't add up here. There should be a national outcry for a major league investigation, in fact, a congressional investigation. Do you think we'll get it from the KL Street gang? I don't. This is the Savage Nation. I've put up 2 or 3 articles on michaelsavage.com. Number one, and these are my headlines, smear campaign against slain ex-defense official begins. Second one, video released in mysterious murder of war veteran. Third one, cameras plentiful where ex-defense official's body dumped. Now, these are from wire services, it is true, and from television stations, it is true, etc. Nevertheless, It is not being covered by Fox News. It is not being covered by CNN, not being covered by ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox News. Why do you think the national media is not covering it? That's what I want to know. The only question is, how can a top American governmental official wind up in a garbage dump and this not become a blazing story, especially since the START Treaty was recently signed, selling America down the drain, especially since China is trying to develop an aircraft carrier at the same time, especially since Iran apparently was hit with a virus which wiped out a lot of its capacity in the area of nuclear war. Apparently, an Iranian general was assassinated not too long ago, and they said they would retaliate. I mean, there are many possibilities. Do you have to read spy novels to see these possibilities? Perhaps. But then again, the Savage Nation is a little different than any other radio show. It's a little different than any other show in the media. I wouldn't say that the audience is the largest, because it is not. It is one of the largest, that is true. But I think this audience tends to have a higher level of, let us say, intelligence. Now, I didn't say education. I said a higher level of native intelligence. And if you listened to this show yesterday, we had a variety of callers, some of whom obviously were deeply involved in cloak and dagger work themselves. Some of them were, well, let us say, on the wrong side of the law themselves. Some of them were spies themselves. Some of them were murderers themselves. We know that. We can sense it. We don't know who they are. And I invite anyone who is in the intelligence community, whatever you want to do here to get the word out, go ahead and do it, because I don't know how much longer we're going to cover this story after today. The fact is, this should be a national story. It should be in the front of every newspaper. Until a major congressional investigation is done, the American people should not rest. But, you know, we've reached a point in American history where I believe whoever did this feels the American people are so stupid, so drugged on sex, drugs, and rock and roll and socialism, that they don't even have to bother covering their tracks much anymore. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Savage.
John Parsons Wheeler, prominent man, prominent retired Army officer, West Point, Harvard Business School, Yale Law, top guy in cybersecurity. But interestingly enough, he was involved in investigating the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, as you well know, was the watchdog, supposedly, of Wall Street, while Wall Street ran off with America's wealth. Thus far, none of the top dogs have been investigated or found guilty. Thus far, all the investigations of the SEC, if any, have been directed at middlemen, if not lower than middlemen, while those at the higher echelons of the hedge funds, which are nothing but, in my opinion, unadulterated fraud at the highest level, in one man's opinion, and I'm not a poor man at all. I'm not a communist either. I'm a overt capitalist, but in my opinion, the hedge fund business is the reason that the country went into the economic decline, as I pointed out in Trickle Up Poverty, and still point out. By the way, just mentioning that book as a side note, I just learned today from my publisher that as of last week, it was still in the top 35 of bestsellers on the New York Times list, so it's become a perennial part of the American mental landscape. This was not written simply to be thrown away until the next book comes out. This is no ordinary guy. He was the driving force behind the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, senior Pentagon official for many presidents. And last seen, 3 p.m. December 30th, again, 10th and Orange Streets, in Wilmington, a block that includes the offices of the U.S. Attorney and the Justice Department. No one knows if he was there. No one knows if he had just given testimony. No one knows if he was an expert witness in an investigation. But something in my mind tells me that as the man who helped create the Air Force Cyber Command, there are at least three or four lines of investigation that are wide open right now. And believe me, this is too big for a local police department. Trust me on that one. This is made for the FBI, Defense Intelligence Agency, Naval Intelligence, if there is such a thing anymore. Naval Intelligence has become a joke under this administration. Naval Intelligence. They have the commander of one of our 10 or 11 aircraft carriers, a Sterling captain, a Sterling flyer, and they fire him because he made a goofy video. Who are they going to replace him with? What a bunch of idiots are running this country, naval intelligence. But the fact is, this murder needs top-flight investigation. And thus far, I don't think we're getting it. And I think we deserve better. I think this goes to the core of what's wrong with America today. A, that a man of his prominence can be whacked like this, basically in broad daylight, and the FBI's not that interested. What do you think happened here? You've heard the story. You've heard the background. You've heard the connections. You've heard the lines of investigation. I want the callers listening to this show to get involved. And I'll tell you why. Because this goes to the heart of everything that's rotten in Glockamora. Everything that's wrong with America is in this story. This is the heart of what's wrong with America. That a man this prominent can be killed, number one, and number two, that no one seems to give a damn, particularly the government itself, is very worrisome indeed. I feel as though I'm living in a banana republic or a third world, a despotic third world junk pile. Something's wrong with this picture. This is something you'd see in Cuba or Iran or Syria or Russia. It's not something you would have seen in the United States of America recently, is it? Sacramento Frank, what do you think happened there? Who killed John Wheeler?
Well, I'd check the Russians or the Chinese. I mean, these guys are famous for catching up with us on the cheap. That's what this START treaty is all about. They can't keep up with us technically or economically, so they bring us down to their level. And that's a very smart way of doing things, and that's, you know, they're stealing our technology. We're disarming ourselves, and it's a, you know, I'd check this guy for poison. You know, the Russians.
Wait a minute, so you're saying that it's easier to have just killed a man ahead of who's so brilliant in cybersecurity than even stealing our cyber technology? Just kill the man who knows it.
Well, it's just one way of getting us off track and bringing us down. You know, it's just
Yeah. Well, you'd think that the president would be interested in this, wouldn't you? You'd think it'd be something that would concern him. Well, what about the opposition party, the Republicans? Where are they on this?
Mike, when they went along with this START treaty, they're no better than the Democrats. They're all the same mold.
Can I ask you a question, Frank? Did you hear me railing against the START treaty from November through December? Did you hear me begging America to pay attention to this? I was trying to warn them what Obama was going to do. I knew the Democrats were all socialists and could care less, but I really didn't think that once after the election came through that the Republicans would join them. I really didn't think they would dare, but I was wrong about that. So, they sold us down the river. What are we going to do about it? Can we reverse this? No, we cannot reverse this. So you think that in addition to disarming us through START, a foreign nation is now going to knock off our leading defense officials who are actually patriotic one at a time? You want to jump to that level?
I wouldn't doubt it. It's an easy way of doing it. If they can't get the technology, you get rid of the people who have the capability of defeating you. It's a real cheap way of doing it. It's actually pretty smart.
Yeah. You think we're engaged in the reverse?
Are we doing it over there? Not with this guy in charge, no.
All right, very serious and very sad. 1-800-449-8255. I'm not going to make it my life's work. Talk radio is one of, let's put it this way, people have very short attention spans. There are so many shocks to the system in America under the Obama regime that it's very difficult for you to remember what happened yesterday, let alone tomorrow. Look at my headline of this story, Navy hero fired by punk commanders over smear campaign. Now, here's a Navy captain of an aircraft carrier. We have 11 aircraft carriers the last I checked. I don't remember the exact number. Very few people are capable of running an aircraft carrier. He made a video 5 years ago to entertain his sailors. A few people smeared him, and the punks who run the military fired this guy. So my headline is different than that you'd read, in, let's say, in your local paper, because I am not operating under the same constraints as those in the Society of Professional Journalists, who may as well have worked for Joseph Stalin. Talk Radio Network is an independent syndicator. I have no pressures that I don't have the pressures that people who syndicate with big companies do, where they have to answer to a lower authority. See, I'm going to tell you something. I've been thinking about this over the holiday. I'm a little older than most people in talk radio, which is a good thing. I also grew up in a different time, which is even a better thing. And when I was growing up in the 1950s, I was only a child. I read 4 or 5 newspaper headlines a day. My father liked newspapers, so we got the Daily News, the Daily Mirror, the New York Post, the Journal American. We never got the New York Times. That was for the rich people who went into Manhattan, so we didn't read it. Later on, when I became a teacher, I bought the New York Times and learned how to fold it and hold it with one hand while hanging onto a strap. I thought it made me sophisticated instead of caused the stigmatism. But the fact is that I grew up on headlines, is what I'm getting at. Like, boy falls out a 4-story window and lives. I like stories like that. It made it easy for me to understand as I was eating my jelly donut on the way to school. So if I worked for the Daily News in the 1950s, my headline would have been Navy Hero Fired by Punk Commanders Over Smear Campaign, which is one of the reasons I like talk radio and the web, because I get to say it like it is, as opposed to saying it like, let us say, others would like me to say it like it is. So if you'd like to say it like it is, all you're going to do is dial 1-800-449-8255, and I'll be right back to take your calls.
Savage.
Savage Nation. Doofus in Chief is back from his Hawaiian holiday. I'll take your calls if you want. I mean, the phone number is 1-800-4. Half of you not even back yet. You still believe in global warming, the myth that Gore put out? Coldest winter in 30, 40 years. Frigid. At all of the snow all over the Midwest. Remind me, you know, like America used to look like this. Gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Just fabulous. The relief. It looked like a sculpting. Just beautiful. She comes back from the Hawaiian holiday, and he's going to get tough on terror. Meanwhile, the crotch bomber is being treated like a common criminal, a breaking and entering character, someone who committed bunco, not terrorism. He is a soldier for the enemy. The crotch bomber admittedly works for Al-Qaeda. He said I worked for Al-Qaeda. He says I was trained by Al-Qaeda. So what you do is you try him as an enemy combatant, you find him guilty and shoot him, the way FDR did with Nazi infiltrators in World War II. And FDR was a Democrat, but he understood what national security is. The difference between Obama and FDR even, and they're both left-wingers, but I mean there's a world of difference. I think. What do you think? I think you think we all think for ice cream. 1-800-449-8255. Let us begin on the East Coast. Walter in New York on WOR. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael.
Well, say something. Don't say hello. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, you know, you guys on the right are making a huge mistake here. If you look out and see what's going on in this world, you'll see that Barack Obama is doing what George Bush was...
What happened? Wait, hold on. Look, first of all, get off the damn speakerphone or I hang up on you. You got 10 seconds to talk into the mouthpiece. I realize that it's risky for you with the halitosis that you have, that you'll get the blowback out of the receiver, but I'm not listening to a loudspeaker. All right? It's a radio show that I have, not you. You idiot, you hear? He thinks he's on the radio. He thinks he's got a radio microphone there, screaming into the mouthpiece. I hate people who speak to me even personally. I make them hang up. I won't listen to anyone talking on a speakerphone. I know people don't even... That I got to listen to? Thank you. No, I know some important people. They won't talk on the phone at all, by the way. In fact, most of the intelligent people I know haven't had a phone conversation in 6 years. Do you know this? They won't talk on the phone. Everything's by email. I don't blame them. I insist on all communication by email. But okay, I'm in the talk radio business, so we have to talk. But you get a dumb stumble-bum drunk like him who's high on rum cake that he squeezed out the last bits of ethyl alcohol, and right away he's got a speakerphone, blah, 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 Obama, you guys on the right, blah, 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 Obama's great, blah, 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 shivering his butt off, and he believes in global warming, that's all. A mug by an illegal alien, but he believes Obama's right that we need 30 million illegal aliens made legal so they can mug him legally. crotch bomber, CIA blow up, you name it, one after the other, one intelligence failure after another, and Obama, the Hawaiian holiday king, he's doing a fine job. Look, I criticized George Bush repeatedly. I used to do Where's Waldo, and Bush was no good on things. And I have every right as a commentator to comment. Of course, it has no meaning to you, because I'm not a valid person in the media. That would be somebody without a pair of you-know-what underneath their tie. No, the people valid in the media are guys like Dan Rather. He was a valid person. Katie Couric, there's another valid person in the media. I liked Roger Mudd. When I was a kid, I didn't like Walter Cronkite. I suspected there was something wrong with him. I knew years later we found out that the guy was a stone-hearted anti-American left-wing fanatic. But okay, as a kid you don't know. You're eating lamb chops, French fries, what do you know on a tray? Uncle Walter, some uncle. Uncle Joseph Stalin. Roger Mudd I liked. Him they got rid of right away because he was too good. Sober. I like sober. I don't like smiling talk show. I don't like smilers. Like Regis Philbin, false teeth, false hair, false face, false eyelashes, in my opinion. Like Regis Philbin is an example of what the media is today, that type. Like there's something rickety about them, you know? Well, why do I get so distracted? What's going on in the world? It can drive you crazy. The whole country's falling apart from the top to the bottom. It's collapsing. And the Hawaiian holiday, he comes back, and right away he's working around the clock now. Now that he's solved the banking crisis, the General Motors crisis, the intelligence crisis, the global warming crisis, he's working around the clock to legalize 30 million illegal aliens so the country can become like Mexico. That's all. That's just what you're looking forward to. You've always wanted to live in Mexico, right? Well, get ready for a lawless nation if that happens, because that's what they're going to bring here. Austin, Texas. Rick, go ahead. Your opinion. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Dr. Savage. Hey, President Obama is running our national security like his two little girls when they get into an argument. He said that he will not tolerate finger pointing. Well, how the hell are we going to fix the problem if we don't know where to point our fingers?
Yeah, what do you mean no finger pointing? Either there's an incompetent moron working for him called Janet Reno. Sorry, they changed. What's the new one's name? Janet Napolitano. Why do I mix them up? Why do I mix up Janet Reno with Janet Napolitano? What do you mean no finger pointing? Who does the buck stop with? Me? It's not a pleasant topic. I mean, there's no pleasure in this. But when you appoint political hacks to high positions and you have one tragedy after another, who should you blame? The people? I mean, I'm like cold and sober about all of this. We live in a crazy world. It's getting crazier. We have a totally corrupt and incompetent government, a systemic corruption. The people all know it. Everyone I run into, I tell you, I run into strange, you know, cab drivers. I don't even know their politics. They don't even know what I do for a living. They don't write and say, oh, there's Michael Savage. I'm not like the golfer where everyone knows me. No one knows me. I travel, and frankly, when I speak quietly, they don't know who I am. In fact, yesterday a driver said to me, oh, you sound like a lawyer. I said, God forbid. I didn't even tell him who I was. And he went on and on about how corrupt and broken down this government is under Obama, praying to God we can survive for, you know, a couple of more years of this guy. I didn't prompt him. Everybody is saying it except the diehards and the drunks and those who work for him. So now I don't go to the conspiracy theory that he was, you know, he was the Manchurian candidate and he's working for the other side. I mean, he may as well be. In other words, he isn't picked by them. But his left-wing politics works so well in their favor that it almost doesn't matter who he's working for. He's certainly not running for the American people. 1-800-44, there's no point in calling, though. That guy who had this pyorrhea, I hope that he gets medical help while he can. The one who was yelling at me on a speakerphone. Because, you know, I'm not going to accept speakerphone callers. And if he wants to debate me, fine, but he's got to talk into the mouthpiece. And I recognize, you know, this goes back to a district attorney we had in San Francisco who was notorious for a pyorrhea that slayed people. There were people who would not be in the same office. It filled volumes of airspace, the pyorrhea. People would run out of his office. I can mention his name. Began with an H and ended in an N. Fanatic leftists. Why do fanatic leftists all have something wrong with them on that level? But we'll go into that another time. But he had a pyorrhea on him that emitted a noxious odor to an extent that DAs in the office couldn't go in there. They'd go in for a few minutes at a time and come out with their eyes tearing. They needed a wet handkerchief face to talk with them. So this is what went on. The guy was a fanatic leftist, this DA. So, and I did one-arm Frank, you know, as a story. I know this guy calls on a speakerphone because if he talks into a mouthpiece, he gets the blowback himself, you know, right into his own nostrils. So he yells, blah, 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 blah. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Realist, it's an imperfect world. I understand that. It's a question of how much imperfection you can take in an administration. And we in the media have an obligation to be watchdogs for the people and spokesmen for the people, not lapdogs. We're not supposed to be lapdogs. We're supposed to be watchdogs. We're supposed to say foul ball. We call them like we see them. 1-800-449-8255. Can you explain why this is going on? Well, we know why. Why go on and on about it? Let's take some callers. New York, WOR, Steve, go ahead. You're on the air.
Dr. Savage, how are you tonight? The way he can solve this problem, I think he needs to have a beer with all the Arab nations, just like he did with that professor and that police officer. That can solve all the problems.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. I'm sure. Well, I mean, they can sing together. They can eat poi together. They can sing Don Ho songs together, and maybe they'll come out loving one another.
Never know. This war.
You never know. And, you know, give peace a chance, is what you're saying, Steve. It's worth sitting down with Islamo-fascists who've been out for the blood of Christianity for 1,300 years.
We can make deals with them. Where's an Al-Qaeda camp? Maybe I can make a deal with them. I might get something good out of it. I don't understand this country.
Well, the interesting thing is to understand how sensitive the Obama administration really is. Do you know that right now they're bringing in immigrants from Yemen? Did you know? I'm not making this up. Hillary Clinton's State Department is using diversity visas to encourage immigration to the United States from Yemen. As I speak to you, they did not close Yemen off. I don't think you know this. The State Department is actually issuing diversity visas to encourage immigration to the U.S. from terror-ridden Yemen. Are you aware of this? Did you hear this yet on the radio today?
I've heard it. How about Jerzy Corzine, the governor? He wants to give illegal aliens, undocumented workers, that's the new political way, he wants their children to get half education on college.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, right. They should have in-state tuition. In-state tuition. They all work for the non-citizen. How is it that we have politicians who are literally representing not the people who pay taxes, but people who are here illegally or would be terrorists? How does this happen?
Obama's boys. This is communist.
Well, Corzine worked for a Goldman Sachs. Make no mistake about it. Thank you for the call. It doesn't end well. This goes bad. It gets much bigger. They're testing. The crotch bomber was a test. They got through to the CIA with a double agent. You know what's coming. You know what's coming. We all know it. We all sense it in our genetic code, what's coming under this guy. Wait, you see. Now you say, well, maybe he wants it so that they can declare martial law. I don't know. Go down that road if you want. Many people believe the Mueller building was an inside job. Remember, that was during the Lewinsky scandal. Blah, blah. I heard it all. It was during the Lewinsky scandal, and Bill was on the ropes. The next thing you know, boom. And all of a sudden, the sympathy and, you know, The Reichstag fire kind of concept. But that's beyond the Archie bunker. Archie doesn't get that far into it. You know, Archie's take me out to the ball game, the Republican good, Democrat bad. And here I am, sitting alone, a party of one. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cindy, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Uncle Michael, thank you. I'm just thinking about how...
What's the baby doll voice? Who are you?
Oh, I'm 33, actually.
How come you have such a sweetheart little voice? Like, what is that? Is that like is that a special trained radio thing or?
No, I guess I've just been raised well. My dad was in Vietnam, and I read a lot. I've read all your books, and I love them. I love Psychological Nudity and your new book. It's really a great book. I mean, it's really a great
book. That's nice. Hearing it coming from a person with a voice like yours, I'm titillated.
No, thank you. Well, I'm just thinking that without you, we really won't know what's real. You're the only person that is...
Well, I'm a realist. There's no question about it. I give a realist view. I mean, I'm like a guy from the 1950s. I'm a throwback in that regard.
You are, but you're...
I haven't been brainwashed, and my brain is unwashed. In that sense, it's accurate.
It's very true.
It hasn't been washed of the gray matter. What, do you want a white brain that's washed of the gray matter? Cindy, how do you get through a day? Who do you talk to?
I talk to my books. I read the Bible. I read classics. I talk to my animals. I talk to babies. I talk to nature. You get through the day, no matter what. And you help us get through the day, because we can look forward to you and a person that is talking on our level and who understands.
Have you ever read Madame Bovary?
Yes.
See, I mean, you say you read the classics. I threw that out of nowhere. Do you relate to Madame Bovary in any way?
Well, somewhat. I really like Dickens, and I like, Homer, and I like history. So.
But there you are, stuck in Cincinnati, Ohio. You got no one to talk to, right, other than a parrot.
Yeah.
Oh, what a world it is, Cindy. A woman like you should be with an intelligent, conservative guy your age, right?
Well, I am. I'm with you, and I'm with
No, no, come on. No, no, no radio relationships are allowed.
Silly now. No, I love Mrs.
I know. It's the beginning of the year. I don't want to get too heavily into this conspiracy stuff and attacks and... All right, whatever. Let's let that go. We'll just let that go. Come. I play The Sea of Love. I don't know why it's going through my head right now after that call. I feel like Sea of Love would play Misty for me. I'm verging on a... I feel like I'm on the verge of a bad migraine. I am seconds away from a clampdown.
The sea of love. I want to tell
some vacation I was on. I go to Florida and freeze. All right. No, no, it's a shocker. And there's still global warming. Where's Al Gore? Like a groundhog. Every time it snows, he goes underground. You can't find him. You can't debate him anywhere, but the guy is... He can't even be found. Aren't they understanding that the average person, even the average person, understands that it's a fraud and it's over? You know, ClimateGate exposed the fraud that it was, the rigged-up data. That never was. And now we have the most ferocious winter in 30 years. We're entering like a mini ice age right now. And the schmucks are pushing global warming and cap and trade taxes. And none of the average person doesn't know. It's funny to show you how brainwashed people are. And you could see some of them are nice people. Most of the brainwashed libs are actually nice people. I told you that before. They're not actually evil, as you would think I would think. So there's a guy, a waiter, like in a restaurant, I think. I don't know. He must have been 30, 32. Nice looking guy. Yeah, like, yeah, a nice looking guy, like 32, a little beard on him. I went and asked for the owner on something I was going to ask him. I said, well, tell him I'll be back. And I said, I'm leaving. It's too cold for me. And then I turned and I said, it just shows you how smart Al Gore is. And I saw that the kid actually didn't laugh. He was almost taken aback by the obvious intelligence of the remark, which is, to me, absurdly apparent. And he didn't actually put two and two together that the cold spells, the frigidity, the cold winter, the blizzards, prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the whole science behind global warming was never science to begin with. It was pure hysteria and a scam on top of it all. Because he's locked into the doxy. That's his religion. His religion is believing in Gaia. Gaia, global warming, Earth is an animal, a spirit, get out the nose thing. worship. You know that there was human sacrifice in the United States of America amongst the Pawnee Indians until the 1820s, until it was stopped by the U.S. cavalry and Christianity? I don't know if you know that. I mean, you know, look, the cavalry gets a lot of bad raps, and I know they did some terrible things, but if we had the U.S. cavalry today, we wouldn't have Al-Qaeda. That I can guarantee you. I guarantee if the 10th Mountain Division could act like the U.S. cavalry did in the 1830 era, there'd be no Al-Qaeda. You look back. So they did some terrible things, but they eliminated human sacrifice. So, you know, the whole concept of the noble savage. I'm sorry to use, like, my name in that regard, but you've read The Noble Savage. Everyone, every savage is noble. Every tribe is superior. They're all in touch with the earth.
Savage.